Wednesday, 12th January. The weather is sunny, but I'm cloudy. I'm worried about Lily. Hier soir, je n'avais pas le moral et pas envie de manger non plus. Mais après une bonne nuit de sommeil, j'avais faim. J'ai dit à Guadeloupe, la dame qui apporte le petit déjeuner tous les matins, « I'm hungry as a wolf ». Traduction libre de « j'ai une faim de loup ». Elle a rigolé. « She's really nice ». Elle sourit tout le temps et elle m'appelle par mon prénom. « How are you doing, Alex ? Good day yesterday, Alex ? You like LA, Alex ?» À force, j'ai trouvé le courage de lui demander « Do you know Lily Jessop ? She's disappeared. » « Yeah, I saw her on TV. The police are asking if anybody's seen her. It's sad. Pretty girl like her. » In English. Harper sits with me. Daddy doesn't think Lloyd Jessop is a murderer. Diandra doesn't think so too. Either. When it's a negative comparison, you have to say either, not to. Do you like eggs? I don't like eggs. I don't like eggs either. Or better, graveyards. Tombs. You know? J'ai compris. Tombe, cimetière, pourquoi elle me parle de cimetière? Harper's English Grammar Lesson. Positive. I like graveyards. Alex likes graveyards too. Negative. Lily doesn't like graveyards. Diandra doesn't like graveyards either. I don't like graveyards. How do you know that? Have you ever spent the night in a graveyard?
Est-ce que j'ai déjà passé une nuit dans un cimetière? Elle est folle! Bien sûr que non.
Of course not. But if Lloyd Jessop didn't murder Lily, who did? Maybe it's her mother. Maybe it's her dog. Maybe he hits her.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi je sors cette phrase absurde. Parce que, au fond de moi, je suis super triste et inquiet pour Lily, qui est une fille super chouette. Et je n'ai pas envie qu'il lui soit arrivé malheur.
But Harper looks fascinated. Hey, that's a brilliant idea, she says.
Je pense qu'elle n'a pas compris mon humour.
At lunch, Diandra looks better too. She ignores Harper.
I'm sorry, she says to me, about yesterday.
It's okay, I say. I'm sorry too.
Listen. I was thinking, she goes on.
Wow! That must have been a change for you, says Harper.
What exactly is your problem?
Asks Diandra.
Just because you are not sexy and talented, you don't have to head the whole world.
And just because you are sexy and talented, you don't have to hate people who aren't, says Harper.
I look at the ceiling. Nice ceiling.
Diandra et Harper se lancent des piques pendant 5 minutes. Je ne comprends pas tout.
I eat my hamburger and french fries, still looking at the ceiling.
Soudain, l'orage semble s'être calmé.
Lily is my friend. I really like her.
Lily is my friend too. I really like her too.
Me too? Oui, d'accord, peut mieux faire.
Okay, so let's find Lily. Us three. I'm sure we'll be able to find her better than the police. I've got a plan.
Harper agrees. We all agree. C'est mieux quand on est tous amis. En fait, je déteste les disputes.
Diandra's plan is simple. Harper must
get as much information as possible about the police inquiry from her dad. Deirdre must get as much information as possible about Lily from Mr. and Mrs. Jessop. I must get into the Jessop's house and search Lily's room.
What?
Deirdre explains.
Well, yes, Alex. I mean, you can't really ask people questions. You won't understand the answers. But you can use your eyes, can't you?
Et moi qui pensais avoir fait des progrès en anglais?
Harper et Deirdre font la liste des endroits que je dois fouiller dans la chambre de Lily. Under the pillows. Under the mattress. Under the bed. On the computer. On top of the wardrobe. Behind the chest of drawers. Under. On top of. Behind. And any possible hiding place.
What's a hiding place?
A place you hide something.
A secret place no one can find.
Un endroit secret que personne ne peut trouver, je ne comprends rien. Je commence à formuler une nouvelle question, puis... ping ! Lumière ! Une cachette ! Je dois trouver une cachette ! Parfait. Je ne vois qu'un obstacle à ma mission. Je mets du temps à me décider sur la formulation de ma question, puis je me lance.
Guys, how do I get into Lily's room?
Deirdre prend son téléphone portable, tape un message, puis nous le montre.
Mom, I really need to see Lloyd Jessop. Can you ask if we can call around later?
To call around, passer voir quelqu'un.
We want to ask about Lily. Say you've made a cake or something.
Reply 2 minutes later.
Okay, we'll go and see them. But I don't have time to make a cake.
Deirdre.
Well, by one. We'll be back at 5.
Note. Well equal a short. Tell, sell. Le E court se prononce comme dentelle.
Will equal E long. Will, seal, peel.
Le E long se prononce comme dans pile.